Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the NICD. Professor Shube, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Prof, I know we're going to be talking about the Pesach Seder in the COVID era, but I'm just wondering, before we do that, the newspapers have been full of reports about the AstraZeneca vaccine worldwide today. Apparently the WHO and the United States authority saying it's safe and fine and good to use. I thought maybe you just weigh in on that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, AstraZeneca is a complicated. I'll probably need about an hour and a half. Can you give me that time?
Sorry, no. Sorry, no. We like you, but not that much. No.
Not that much. Okay. You know, AstraZeneca, as you recall, you know, we'd originally bought from the Serum Institute 1 million doses. That was it landed here on the 1st of February. And we were very enthusiastic, and there was quite a hoo-ha when it came in. And the problem is that the problem, I can give it in one word, and that's the variant. The variant that we get in this country. I think I've spoken about our variant, our South African, we don't call it the South African variant, it's a 501YV2 variant, or B1351, whichever designation you prefer. And, you know, the AstraZeneca, it was a good vaccine, and it is a good vaccine. It's a very good vaccine where you don't have the variant, where the variant's not present in the country. So in the United Kingdom and in many countries, it's done very, very well, done exceptionally well. But we got the problem in this country that the great majority of our virus that's circulating in the country is belongs to the variant. I guess it must be about 95%. So we have to be very, very careful about that. And the problem is that where there's been studies, both in the laboratory as well as clinical studies, the vaccine does not work that well against the variant. Just to give you some kind of figures, there was a small clinical trial which was done here. Some of it overlapped when the variant was present. And the kind of efficacy, overseas it was about 60% or 70%. In South Africa, it went down to 22%. And in a small subgroup where the variant was the main virus, it went down to 10.4%. That's in a clinical trial. Then in laboratories, we showed that the antibodies which are produced by the vaccine just don't neutralize the virus, little or no neutralization at all. So this was very, very worrying, and we really kind of took a tough decision, a hard decision, to advise the government, and of course they make the decisions, we just provide the advice. But we provided the advice that, in fact, the AstraZeneca was not suitable in South Africa. Good vaccine overseas, but in South Africa, not good because of the variant, because of the particular variant. So that's really the kind of background why the AstraZeneca was shelved, and I just heard today that they, in fact, have sold. So they haven't lost any money. The government hasn't lost any money. They've sold to the African Union for distribution in countries in Africa where the variant is either not present or only present in a very small amount. It is, by the way, dominant in surrounding countries to South Africa. But further north, Central Africa, West Africa, East Africa, it's not such a problem. And there, the AstraZeneca vaccine will work very well. There was a bit of a hoo-ha more recently about blood clots, a scare that maybe the vaccine might be associated with blood clots, thromboembolism, as you call it. But, you know, when you look at the data, it really doesn't support it. You know, they found, I think, something like 20 out of, I think, 20 million doses which have been given. In fact, they actually worked out that blood clotting, what we call medically thromboembolic disease, was in fact more common at that period of time in the background, you know, people that didn't get a vaccine. So they really, and now I think it has been pretty much established that it is not associated with blood clots. In fact, many of the European countries which suspended the vaccine because of that have now reintroduced it. So really it is a safe vaccine. There's no kind of serious side effects that have been associated with it.
Professor Shube, thank you for that, and thank you for allowing me to take you off topic today. Tomorrow, I'm sure we'll discuss Pesach and celebrating under COVID conditions, but I've got a favor to ask you, because on Wednesday, I'd like you to address something that is becoming more and more of an issue for me sitting on this side of the microphone. I have an SMS line, and almost daily, I get denialism. about the pandemic, the scamdemic and the like. I don't go there because I refuse to. I think we all have our red lines in the sand, and I refuse to get involved and propagate any theories that are unscientific or have no basis. But I'm going to ask for your help. I want to know how one counters.
Yeah. Is it denialism of the vaccine or denialism of the epidemic?
It seems like both.
Okay. I'll try my best. You want a specific for Wednesday?
Well, the choice is yours. You do what suits you. Maybe it's better, and then we hold Pesach over for closer to Pesach. Let's do that.
Well, after Pesach.